Well, good morning. This is the Talk of the Town. Our guest today is a member of the Municipal Council from Moratuwa and, of course, is none other than Lihini Fernando. Very good morning to you, Lihini.
Good morning, Faraz.
After your impassioned plea on Newsline a few days ago, I thought I'd ask you about the importance of getting hold of the vaccine.
Yes, Faraz. I think we are in a very sad situation right now where we are experiencing about close to 200 numbers of deaths a day. So the only solution that we have right now is to get the vaccine as soon as possible. I think we need to commend the army for the effort that they are taking to vaccinate the people in this country at a very fast pace. And I think people must also be responsible right now to not to choose between vaccines, because something that I have come across, especially in my area in Moratuwa, people sometimes call and ask whether they can get a particular vaccine. But what I have always told them is, you know, instead of choosing right now, whatever that is available, ensure that you get the vaccine as soon as possible. Because even once you get the vaccine, it also takes a couple of weeks for it to be effective. Yeah. So it is important that the people in this country have faith in the vaccine and get themselves vaccinated as soon as possible, because that is the only remedy that is available right now. To protect yourself, because we first have to survive and then we can, you know, decide on the next course of action. So
I suppose that people in Sri Lanka should take a look at what's happening in the rest of the world, where there are places like in Britain, for example, where you won't be able to enter certain places if you are unable to prove that you've been vaccinated.
Yeah, exactly. I think there was an announcement that was made also that we will have to carry our vaccination cards coming from somewhere around 15th. I think that it was made mandatory. So I think going forward, Sri Lanka will also, they will enforce this very strongly, where you will not be able to enter a public place without being vaccinated. I think people need to take this far more seriously, and also I think the government also needs to encourage people more and more. Ideally for us, what should have happened from the beginning is the government should have, you know, promoted the vaccine. Because we saw the government went and, you know, instead they said, you know, about they were promoting this pannier, the Amnika pannier and all that. And we saw the government MPs coming and taking the pannier. That shouldn't have been the case. It should have been MPs, the leaders of this country coming forward and taking the vaccine. Had they done that, people would have had more faith in it. But nevertheless, now bygones are bygones. Let's get ourselves vaccinated as soon as possible.
And on that same sort of note, with the president asking for more, be prepared for more sacrifices, and a sort of growing feeling that public sector salaries may also be cut down or pared down a notch or so. Would you also agree, when I mentioned this to one of my colleagues, he told me straight away, his response was a question. And the question was, what about the parliamentarians? What about their salaries? What would you say? What would be a shining example?
Exactly. I think we need to lead by example here, because at the end of the day, now the cost of living is skyrocketing. So people have to survive also. If their salaries are halved, how will they survive? Because we don't, people here don't get food subsidiaries or anything of that sort. And then they have to manage their day-to-day expenses, loans, then children's education. So I think, you know, parliamentarians, we know, I mean, to maintain the 225 in the parliament is also a significant budget. Maybe, you know, ministers who use 7 to 10 vehicles, maybe they can cut it down to 2 vehicles. So, you know, they need to start living by example. Maybe they need to soften their salaries. Maybe they need to take a look at the government cost structures, the unnecessary fat that is there in organizations, how that can be cut off. Maybe take a relook at your COPA reports, understand the government inefficiencies, the mismanagement, how to manage the finances of the government more effectively. Because at the end of the day, putting everything on the people in this country is also not fair. People understand that we are in hard times, but leaders also must act. It has to be a collective effort, I would say. And a collective effort where, you know, everybody works together, and we work together as a nation to come out of this sorry situation. So I think the leaders need to lead by example.
Leaders need to lead by example, and the people need to take note and go ahead and get their vaccinations as soon as possible. Would that be the take-home message?
Yes, Faraz.
Thank you very much, Leni Fernando, for being on Talk of the Town. And it's now
Thank
back to the Morning Fix with Domina Sankar.